possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well, guys, they had us for a minute, all the way up until they started to lose that lead on Saturday. Did anyone else feel a little bit like, okay, the All-Star break really reset this team once Friday night happened and they won and like came out strong against the Yankees?
I mean, I thought that Ozzie Albies looked good.
Yes.
That was so good to see.
Yes.
But I was, you know, I did look like Michael Harris changed his swing back to one that, you know, Grant pointed out on Twitter, our 99 of the game Braves insider for us. And it looked like he kind of went back to a stance that kind of was what he came into the league with.
How long has he been changed back? Because I haven't seen Grant's tweet yet. How long is he saying that Michael's been changing the swing back? Just post All-Star break?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was the tweet. Post All-Star break. And, you know, he got a walk in that time frame. But the rest of the team's still the same, guys. I like the fact that Snitker was finally said, and they are, I mean, it really feels like they've almost broke up with him because they were like, if I read the quote right, he was like, yeah, if Ozuna wants to be here, he's going to come off the bench. I mean, they have went from we will not have both catchers in the lineup regularly as the ones in the DH to that is us moving forward. That is called desperation. Because the guy you're paying $16 million a year to be that guy, and he's been that guy for the last two. He's been phenomenal the last two seasons, but he's not healthy. And it shows, and it is just he has no power. And it's just been rough to watch. So that's probably the biggest thing I took away from the weekend.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that. And I think that, you know, coming off the good vibes, because look, I'm on vacation last week,
mm-hmm.
but what do you think we were doing on Monday and Tuesday night? We're watching the Home Run Derby.
Of course.
We're watching the All-Star game. We're watching the swing off, watching everything. And it was, you know, watching Truist and watching the people pack in and seeing the ovation for Matt Olson.
Yeah.
And seeing all the things happen that you wanted the Braves players to be a part of. The Kyle Schwarber getting the All-Star game MVP. There was a little bit of jealousy. I'm watching it going, oh, man. Like, not at Truist. No. And so, yeah, it stinks. But I'm not shocked. And honestly, when you said they had us for a minute, and you know, they didn't have me. I've been off that train now for probably a month, and that's the sad thing about it. And I told you guys when Ronnie came back, and when obviously you got some other pieces back in the fold, I was like, mid June is kind of be the jumping off point. You got to start getting hot at some point.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been that team, and the same flaws, like Bo just said, the same flaws that this team has had all along. The bullpen, you know, the lack of depth in the starting pitching with the injuries, the lack of your core hitters really being able to do things like Marcell Ozuna, it continues to kind of lock in with this team. So it's frustrating. But no, they didn't have me, and they haven't lost me again because I'm right back where I was in the All-Star break of going, okay, how can they make this team better for 2026?
Not sure there's anything they can do at the All-Star. I mean, excuse me, the trade deadline that's going to make this team better. It's funny. I mean, yeah, if they traded Sean Murphy, they could probably get prospects in the future, but there's not anything that immediately translates to next season for me. Yeah. Because the feeling is anything that's going to be available or anything they could actually move and get close to what the value of it's actually worth is not going to be much. I mean, you know, they're not getting a major league baseball player in return. They're not really unloading a contract that's holding them back. Because if you unloaded Michael Harris, well, you got to replace it. Now you need a starting center fielder.
Yeah.
So you got to go replace one. If you moved Sean Murphy, that's great, but you're going to have to go sign a veteran to back up Drake Baldwin now. You move Marcelo Ozuna, it was an expiring contract. Same with Iglesias. So that's where it is. I mean, we can talk about 2026 all we want, but if this team refuses to go out and spend money like they did last offseason, this is going to be what you get. So go spend money. I mean, and you're losing money this year from battery standpoint because you think there's going to be anybody? Do you think there's going to be huge crowds in September?
No.
Or August, the way there has been in the past when you're in a pennant run?
No, and hopefully they're at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the Falcons games. Before we move on, I do want to ask, because I think I have my thoughts on it, but do you guys think there's any fallout from this Eddie Perez, Jazz Chisholm fiasco? Like, do you think the MLB, quote-unquote, investigating it? Like,
what's going
to
happen?
It's he said, yeah. She said. I told him to be smart. I said, be smart, and pointed to my head. Their manager refused to come talk to our manager. They don't know. He yelled at me saying he's going to hit me. It's he said, she said, and it's miscommunication. And neither, you know, Aaron Boone should have walked over there the next day during batting practice. And Brian Singer said, what was going on with that? Why was he pointing at his head and yelling at my player? That's the way this should have went down. Instead, Aaron Boone took a coward's way out and just refused to even address it and just said, I think Major League Baseball needs to look at it.
I don't know how you can say that he should be doing that when that's my thought on what Eddie Perez should have
done.
Eddie Perez should have kept it in the dugout and in-house and addressed it with the reliever that was in the game.
Okay, he didn't. So the story, he didn't do that. Whether it's right or wrong is one thing. He didn't do it. It's the manager's job to go over there and say, what's the deal? Mm-hmm. You go defend your player because if you thought that your player was at risk of being hit, there's still another game. So go over there. That team, the Braves dugout's not playing for anything right now, it appears. So you go defend your guy and make sure that this thing doesn't get out of hand because your guy could get hurt then. If he really was saying he was going to throw at him, your guy could get hurt. Go over there and squash the beef.
So Eddie is saying, he was saying be smart when he was pointing at his head. Let's just say, because there are cameras everywhere, you know, resolution is high at this point in time in 2025. They zoom in and they do see Eddie saying, I'm going to bean you in the head. You know, he is saying it.
You're going to get hit.
But he didn't get hit. So what then? What happened?
Right.
There's nothing to investigate. Major League Baseball will be like, well, he said this and you said that. We don't have evidence that disputes either one. No one got hit. So at the end of the day, be smarter, Eddie, because I don't 100% disagree with Mike saying Eddie Perez should have handled it smarter. I don't disagree with that. But I can't sit here and say that because it did happen. What I can tell you is if I'm Aaron Boone, I'm making a scene before the game. So everyone knows that they threaten that we feel like they threatened my guy, even though he didn't. Mm-hmm. We feel that way. So if you do something, now you're all at risk, and we're going to retaliate too. And now when this thing gets out of hand, the blood's on y'all's hands, MLB. Yeah.
It's just seeing the Eddie Perez thing, and I had so many people that were texting me going, here comes the Brian Snicker saying, I didn't even realize it was happening. You know, I mean, like,
which is exactly what he did.
I know. Yeah, there you go.
Which, I mean, at this point.
It's on brand.
At this point, you know what that answer is. Do you really think he didn't know? No, he knew. It was not. I mean, he would have to literally be with, like, on the bench, facing the bench, not facing the field, facing the back of the dugout, asleep, taking a nap, to not know that whole situation. He just doesn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not going to answer it because he's not going to throw Eddie Perez under the bus. I mean, he hasn't thrown the organization under the bus for what they gave him to work with this year. So why would he do that? I mean, he's that's just who he is. I don't know why we get upset about it anymore. When people show you who they are and what they're going to do, that's what you have to go with.
Yeah.
Baron Burton's W Sauce, Fireshire, the Breakfast Sauce 2. Breakfast Sauce 2, I'm telling you. If you guys don't make some steak tacos and then throw it on there, then you're just completely missing out. Because it is so freaking good on tacos. That's the Verde. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager, had two last night while I had the green egg fired up. Doing a little chicken, a little salmon, trying to get healthy, more lean protein. I had a couple of steaks this weekend. So
make it up on Sunday.
Yeah. I had a Cancun ribeye, you know, like, and then I had a clubhouse ribeye. Very so nice. I was like, it was ribeye weekend for Squid Billy. I don't even know how, I didn't even see this till this morning. I'm not sure how I missed it. But if you guys are not familiar with Iman Shumpert, which I know most of you are because I'm pretty sure he played Tack, he is now an ESPN analyst. And
analyst.
He spoke last week about Trae Young. And Young's obviously owed $46 million this year or upcoming season. He's eligible for a new contract. What should be a max extension? But he hasn't gotten it yet. And he had some interesting things to say about Trae Young.
Yes, Trae Young, statistically, what he brings to a game of basketball, I get it. At 6'2", 6'3", it's tough to say, can he switch on to a 5 at the end of the game? Can he guard a bigger guard? What are the other things that he can do besides score it? Can he make a 2-guard a scoring champion? Those are the things that we're thinking about and we're looking at when we're thinking of a smaller guard. You're thinking of a guy that can get guys going, that could pitch ahead, especially after seeing OKC and Indiana right. in the finals. You have to be thinking, we have to change our game and change our style a little bit to make sure that we're pitching ahead, we're moving the baton, and we're making sure the other guys are getting off. If you don't have 3 or 4 guys that are weapons on your team, if there's only one head to cut off the snake, then it's going to be a tough day for them.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I understand that Magic Johnson did it in the finals and it's very funny or cool or, you know, pointed out. I'm not sure many teams that are say, hey, we know you're our point guard and you're one of the smaller players of the team, but go cover Joel Embiid. Revisionist flashback there. Joel Embiid, right? Go cover their center. I mean, that's dumb to even bring up. So I'm not sure why he thought that was a point he's going to make. As far as the can he make a two-guard a scoring champion, find me a two-guard that he's had that is a legitimate threat to become one, that he can make one. Look, I criticize Trae Young. I'm an equal opportunity critic of Trae Young. But if you're just going to talk out of your ass, because that's clearly what Amon Shumpert was doing. Now, I do agree with it at the very end that they changed the philosophy of the team, which by the way, they did this offseason. But, I mean, tell me you're talking out of your ass without telling me, because that's what Amon Shumpert did on national TV.
Yeah. To me, it was clear that he honestly hasn't kept up with what the Hawks have done and how the Hawks play. I mean, one, that switch into a five thing, that was just comical. It was so stupid, honestly. Like, why would the Hawks would even put Trae Young in that type of position? So that doesn't even matter. Like,
there's not many teams that would do that.
Exactly. There's not many teams at all that would be like, oh, yeah, we can
Steph
switch
Curry
from one to five.
Is asked to do that?
No, not at all.
And is Kyrie Irving asked to go guard? I mean, I know Kyrie's elite, but he's not asked to go guard a five.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe Luka, but he's like a 6'7" point guard.
Exactly. There are few and far between that can do that and guard one through five. There are just not many guys that can do that. And again, when it comes to Trae Young, last time I checked, putting up numbers is what helps you win ball games. And he's led the league in assists this past year, average wise. He's led the league in total assists as far as the number of assists he got in the past 2 or 3 years. So yeah, he's doing a whole lot to help your team on the court. And like you said, there's been no two guard that has scoring champion type of potential. But last time I checked, I think he made Dyson Daniels a whole lot heck of a better on offense.
There's plenty of criticism that you can have of Trae Young and his NBA career. You can talk about leadership. You can talk about some things. But I'm sorry, but this was garbage. Now, Trae did tweet something he took up for himself. And he's like, I just let them do what they want to do. And, you know, I'm going to show what I show or whatever. But, I mean, this is the best you can do, ESPN? Maybe you need not pay a couple of guys so much money and maybe get a group of people that can talk about sports intelligently, because this was garbage. And I've always liked Amon Shumpert, but this was a bunch of garbage.
Well, on that note, that is going to do it for us today. For Mike, welcome back.
Bo, happy to be here.
Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Abe Gordon, who was with us all last week, is in for steak today, hanging out with Sandra. Almost weird to see our buddy just kind of move on. No big deal to a different show. But the Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
stay cool, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.